Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 262. I am Chris, not joined by Tony.
Nope.
But Fozzie's here.
I killed him.
Fozzie killed Tony. It's all over now. Yeah. No more strategy games.
No.
And Jeff, who is freshly awake.
I'm barely here. Let's see how this goes. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to do for y'all. Okay. I'm going to get drunk again. Oh, yeah.
Right. Good. This can go real well.
Sounds about right.
I mean, there's not much going on in the world of games right now.
Movie dudes!
That's a throwback.
Yeah. Fozzie's been playing something, though.
Oh, my God. This game. All right, it's really stupid. Okay, so there is these little balls. So first off, you're a ball, and it's kind of like Katamari where... That's the game I'm thinking of, where you suck up these air balls that'll make you bigger. So that's kind of the point of it, is you want to be the largest ball in here, but it's all PvP, okay? So everyone is, everyone's just kind of out for themselves, and it's crazy. Like, it's super intense because there's other people that can engulf you. So if you are, if someone's bigger than you, they can kill you. They can also, if they press the space bar, they can split into two. And if they split into two, they launch their half of themselves at you. So that's how they can, kill you as well, is if they engulf you that way. So it's super intense because you're just this ball, you can't stop or no pause, and you're just trying to go around and just trying to build up more, and you're trying to, kill other players who are just running away from you. Like, it's great. It's how I would imagine the ocean's like, where you're just a fish and you're just like, oh, that's a big ass fish, I should probably get away from him. And then, yeah. Right now I'm doing pretty good right now. I'm almost to the top 10 on. And so, I think there's maybe 100 players per level, or not level, but yeah, I guess whatever you want to call it, per map. Okay. So, and there's a top 10 leaderboard on the upper right hand side. So you can watch yourself. If you get in the top 10, you can watch yourself get, you'll know if you're the biggest ball out there, essentially. Right. So, I mean, it's super simplistic. There's ways where there's these other green balls that if you hit them, they will explode, and then it'll turn you into 20 different balls. And that's when people will try to, because you'll split 20 times. So, and then people will try and kill you that way too. So it's kind of hard to explain, but it's super easy to play. So I would recommend it because it's free. Oh man, I'm almost at top 10. Oh boy. So, super intense, super fun. Give it a try.
Cool. Play anything else?
FIFA?
More FIFA?
Yeah.
Cool. Jeff, you been playing anything?
Nothing but the same things that I have been playing. Pretty much. Well, yeah, pretty much. So, no. Yeah, yes, I've been playing stuff, but no.
I would like to get back into The Witcher if... I'm disappointed.
Here's the thing about The Witcher. Sell it.
No, well, first
Why?
Off, so, secondly.
Yes.
No, you know what happened is some stupid reason, even though, Witcher 2 was incredibly hard, I had this really dumb idea that I would play this game on hard. Huge mistake. First off, you don't get any achievements unless you play the hardest difficulty, which I'm not. We're just playing the one above normal.
Right.
For some reason, I was, let's say, in Giant Bomber or some bullshit, and fucking, they were talking about, oh yeah, one of the listeners said that it's this one you can play on hard, and it was pretty easy. Oh, I'm in the top 10 now. Anyways, so I got into my dumb little head that, hey, I should play this on hard, and, Not good. I am literally stuck in an area where you have to kill werewolves.
Okay.
Or a werewolf. And it's super difficult.
You're still pretty early on then.
Yes. I'm at the part because the werewolves will regenerate health, and on the hard difficulty, I can't do it. I literally don't do enough damage with my sword to even damage him. So, yeah. Anyways, that's my little rant on The Witcher. So, you know what? I'm just going to suck it up. I've only played like 5 hours anyways. We're just going to play back to normal. And I was into, like, the setting and the gorgeous game. There's a lot to do, and the story's pretty good, so.
They have updated it a lot, I heard, too. Like, they've
changed. Yeah, I mean, you get all the free DLC, so.
Yeah, they keep improving it, keep patching it, too, like, making changes to gameplay. And
I guess everyone hated the way he walked, and they changed it so that you have, like, the option of how you want to walk, like, how you originally did, or now, which is supposedly, I don't know. Fuck that game. Here's the thing, my favorite thing about The Witcher is the little note they put in the box for you. They're like, thank you for buying this.
Appreciate you not being an asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, again. You're dead, motherfucker. Oh, I'm the number 7. Guys, I'm number 7. Motherfucker's gonna die. So, anyways, I like to get into The Witcher, though, and I put money into it, and, I mean, again, I'm not going to sell it. Probably not.
Yeah, I'm still playing it. Yeah. It's really good, so.
You know what's not really good?
What's that?
PGA Tour.
Oh, you've reversed on that one.
Well, no, I mean, like, I'm still playing.
Hey, you have like a 50-50 shot of like always just hating the game that you buy. Like, so excited for this one too.
Well, there was lots of warnings about PGA Tour, and I don't know. It's like I'm still playing it because I own it, and I'm waiting for that. Basically this whole month has been like how much longer till Rare Replay? Just count down the days.
Yes.
Next week.
Yeah, I know, man. It's going to be fucking sweet.
Yeah, I can't believe it's coming out so soon. Oh, you just got me excited for that.
Mm.
Where are you going to play first? I think I have to go Conquer.
Well, my big game will probably be Conquer, but I kind of want to go like play some of like their old NES games as well, like RC Pro-Am and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to go and start from, like, what's it, 1983, what's the first game on there, like, Jetpack, and just go through and just...
No, someone exploded me.
Because, like, some of that stuff, like Jetpack and, like, Lunar Jetman, like, you're only going to play once and then put it down. But it was cool to just, like, go in and touch it and RC Pro-Am, like...
I want to try that Slalom game.
Yeah.
I've never played that. I here's the thing is I heard that their old like NES games are super fucking difficult. I want to play is like I think it's called Snake Rattle and Roll or some shit.
Yep.
I remember like vaguely playing that as a kid, so I'll be interested.
Yeah, I think I like rented that as a kid. I don't have like fond memories of it, but I remember the box art was cool and it was probably something I picked up.
It's got like, cool graphics for like an NES game. Again, it's probably super hard, but...
I mean, the ones that I'm probably going to put the most time into are, like, Banjo and Perfect Dark and Conquer, stuff like that.
I still don't know. I'm still just, like, hoping and praying that, like, Perfect Dark and Conquer have online multiplayer, because, oh my god.
Did they have them on the 360 version?
That would be nice. I think Perfect Dark did.
Because I believe
Perfect Dark did. Perfect Dark did for sure. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah, let's see. The compilation will include the Xbox 360 ports of Banjo, Banjo-Tooie, and Perfect Dark. Xbox 360 games that originally included online multiplayer.
Yeah.
They'll retain those features. sets here. Well, so
right there, Perfect Dark is good for, like, we gotta play that. We gotta, like, somehow schedule it so we all play together. Like,
the yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Well, at I mean, all of us are getting the Rare Replay, right? Even that Tony fellow?
I don't know if Tony's gonna get it, but...
What?
He has to, like...
Fucking hater.
Pure value.
Yeah, he's a man that appreciates probably good value in a game, so, like...
Just tell him there's a strategy game on there.
I'm not sure that's true.
But, like, he enjoys getting 100-plus hours. You're going to get 100-plus hours out of this damn game.
Sure. I mean, I guess you could say there's strategy games. Like, Viva Pinata is kind of a strategy game. And
those are fantastic,
Banjo Nuts and Bolts is kind of a strategy game, too. Like, you're building stuff and...
You know what?
Come up with a strategy for how to approach the races and stuff.
That game actually isn't half bad.
I just remember your crazy rant.
Yeah, before I knew how to play the game, I mean, yeah. About how terrible it is. And that's like the most viewed video I've ever made. It's like, I don't know how many views.
Oh, yeah, that nuts and bolts.
And it's just terrible. It's like I'm using like this old camera, like propped on like a, I don't know.
Hey, man. It was like the Wild Wild West back then. You
know? I know, right? Anything could happen.
Exactly.
I think for $30, so that's an excellent.
Yeah, excellent, I mean, you gotta be. There's not enough games to justify not buying that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck else are you playing right now? Madden's not out. Even if you like sport games, I mean,
I really
still playing Witcher. I could understand that maybe, but like, Dark Knight. That's it. I have not bought a new game in a damn long time.
Yeah, and this is like, dude, they're all quality games. And I, you know what, man, I want them to do, like, I want them to do a whole bunch more of these. Like, I want Midway Arcade Treasures 1 through 3 re-released. Give me that. I want huge compilation packages. That's what I'm saying.
I'd be down
just
with that.
Want, I just want my Mass Effect, man. That's all.
I want that you Genesis want collection again.
Yes, that
I
would
want
be great,
everything. I want DLC and
everything. Oh man, just don't even bother making new games anymore. Just give me that.
Sure.
Give me all that. Yeah. Oh man. But here's the thing. So I'm guessing it's the N64 version of Conquer, which had amazing multiplayer. Please put that.
Love. I used to play that with my sister. It's underrated as far as, like, you think of N64 couch multiplayer games.
So,
not enough people talk about that.
It was so fun.
It was decent. It had a good heist mode when, like, heist wasn't a big thing yet. Like, the beach parts were great because you could get a sniper rifle and just pick off teddies. And like, it was gory and, oh, God.
I just remember playing, it was capture the flag or something on the beach. And you had to, like, make all the way across the beach level with that flag.
Right.
While someone could be sniping you or something, like, oh my god, please, like, mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Here's the thing, can it be a top 10, like, can we list that as a top 10 game? Does that count?
I don't think so.
I currently do not have it on my list.
I mean, I think you could probably put it on your own personal list. I don't think it'll make it far, like, as a one, but.
I still think I would have issues with that because not like promising anything.
Right, there's
new.
There's no new game in there. At
not
all.
Even it's not
all.
Even like a remaster, and it was like, hey, there's a bunch of games you love. I guess they have to like convert it to, you know, like, or are they even converting anything to HD, or is it just going to be like the?
No, side? they're going to have like there's like side panels and stuff.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah, for me, I don't. Think that you can do that.
I, regardless list or not, it's like my most anticipated game. Like, I'm so excited.
Sure.
You
definitely put, like, should be, like, it definitely in some of those, like, subcategories, definitely.
I think they're doing a whole bunch of, like, making of shit, too. Like, there's gonna be, like this is gonna be a little special. We're gonna put some stuff on the disc, like.
Yeah, there's a documentary that's, like, over an hour long, so.
Oh, fuck yes, dude.
Okay. I mean, like, for $30, yeah, this is going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it's probably one of the best values of the year, so.
They're doing it right. Fuck yes.
I'd agree with that.
Oh, and one more thing I'll throw out there. Blast Corps, I've never played that, but I've heard so many good things. So that's going to be one of the first things I play.
It has Banjo-Kazooie. I mean, like, these are games that are... You put some serious hours into these. This isn't...
Oh, yeah.
Like, hour-long games, like... Yeah.
Like there's plenty of, like, those old, you know, yeah, old games you'll play for, like, 10 minutes. But then, there, you know, if there's ones, if you want, like, dude, even just, like, Viva Pinata, dude, those are great games, so.
Yeah, and, yeah, that's absolute quality there.
I figure, like, for me, like, I'll play Banjo, Perfect Dark, Banjo 2, like, Conquer. Like, that's probably, like, 30 hours of gameplay right there, just no score
games. At least,
yeah.
Conquer alone is at least probably a dozen hours, so, yeah. Oh, man.
You got, and then there's, like, Perfect Dark Zero, which isn't great, but it's there. Cameo, yeah. Both Viva Pinatas, like, Nuts and Bolts. Like, you're talking, like, a good 80, 90 hours if you just want to touch stuff, so.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, and there's just going to be, yeah, there's going to be games that I haven't played in a while, and, again, it's $30. Ah, it's gonna be great. It's like the perfect summer game because you don't need to put a lot of fucking time into it. It's like you pick it up, you play, you know, when you want to play, you can. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, come out next week. Exciting.
Yeah, games. I'm kind of like using that as like the
starting
point. Yeah. It's like, so August is. There's some games coming out in August.
are there really? Oh no.
I mean, there's Rare Replay. And you guys aren't excited for the Gears remake, but that comes out until Dawn comes out in August. Disney Infinity 3 comes out in August. Madden comes out in August. There's some other stuff in August as well. Everybody Comes to the Rapture.
Oh yeah. I want to play that.
That's August, so like there's some stuff coming out.
Yeah, I guess it's just been a minute.
Yeah.
I have Until Dawn pre-ordered, and I'll be damned. I'm not gonna listen to any reviews. I'm just gonna.
No, that's one. I just want to go in and play. Like screw it.
If it's bad, I will play it and sell it. But I have a feeling it'll be kind of cool. I don't know.
I hope so. I kind of hope it's like Beyond Two Souls. What's the other one?
I know what you're talking about. The
cop one where son Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, Heavy Rain.
Yeah, I'm hoping like Heavy Rain, something like that.
The Origami Game.
Origami Game. Yeah. I'm kind of hoping the gameplay is kind of like that, but with that horror tinge to it, so.
Like, I really want them to get a slasher game right.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we were talking about Friday the 13th, how they could do that? That would be amazing, too. But anyways, yeah, so I just want to support that whole, like, give me 80s slasher movies in a game.
Yeah. Sure.
No news on that Friday the 13th game, though.
I know, right?
That was supposed to come out this October.
Real
what do you think, like a roguelike? You make that into a roguelike, you think?
Possibly. Or you do kind of what Until Dawn is doing, where you play as the different survivors, and when they die, you just move to a different one, and the story continues.
I thought... Didn't we hear that? Yeah,
I think we were speculating that. Well, because we heard that the Friday the 13th game is like a multiplayer,
kind of like an Evolve.
Yeah, something like Evolve, deal. Like where you play one person plays as Jason and then the other people play as the
which would be great. Like
it would.
That would be fun. If it's not completely broken garbage, which probably
right,
will be.
You need to make the campers underpowered, but you also can't make Jason too overpowered, or otherwise it's not fun for everybody else that's playing, so.
I really, oh man, if, like, you could do this really cool, like we said before, where it's like, make it like there's like a cabin and you're setting up traps and shit for him, like, yeah. It'd be so awesome. I don't know.
That could be and then just turn that right into a Halloween Halloween game where you play as Michael Myers.
Yes. Yes. Why don't they get this? I hope it's. Here's the thing: is we're like ridiculously optimistic about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's, like,
it's probably gonna be terrible.
About this game.
Yeah, it's like, well, I think some people talked about it when it was announced, and then we're still like, where's it at? What's it coming? Everyone else is just giving up on it.
But if it's good, like, it isn't. It could be like a 5.5, and I'll be happy. Like, just make sure it's not broken, and I'm good.
Yeah. Like, I still have it on my, kind of my games to get list, and it's, like, listed as a purchase. Sight unseen, like just that, I want that game. Let's do some news because I haven't really played much of anything either.
Yeah,
I restarted Shadow of Mordor.
Okay, did you beat it?
No, I played a little. I played enough of it that like I knew kind of where I wanted to place it last year, but
right.
I went back into it and restarted. I'm further in now, but still not even onto the second area. That game is pretty cool, but it seems really repetitious.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I mean, maybe I just haven't played enough quite yet, but I really like kind of going around and finding all the if you like to find stuff in games, that's a game to go find stuff in because there's lots of like you know artifacts and symbols to go find and. That all helps you advance your level, so it's cool.
I never got far in it.
Yeah, I'm trying to clear out some of my old games before you know we get hit with the deluge of 2015 games. So,
so excited!
Yeah, so I'll continue playing that. We'll probably have more to talk on that, but I guess the free games were announced for PlayStation Plus and Xbox Gold.
Were they?
Yeah, so PS Plus is giving you Limbo and Lara Croft Temple of Osiris on PS4.
Good game.
Both good games. Both are, yeah. Let's see. Oh, and there's a third game, I guess, for PS4. Stealth Inc. 2. I don't really know what that is.
Yeah, I never beat the first Stealth Inc.
Right.
I never played it.
I heard it was good. It was like a puzzle platformer, but yeah, I never played it either, so. Let's see. And on PS3, you get Sound Shapes, God of War Ascension, and Castle Storm. So, I guess there's that.
Not terrible.
No. On the Xbox side, it is Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes.
Yeah.
And How to Survive Storm Warning Edition. I'm not sure what that is. I think Don played it. It's like a top-down zombie game, I think.
Is it really?
But it's free, so worth trying out. And then on 360, it's Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light.
Overrated.
I like them. And
really? I couldn't...
Oh, I like the world that kind of has like that Fallout type world.
I didn't think Metro was popular enough to be... rated.
No, it's got a bit of a following, I think.
Lots of people really like Last Light.
Yeah, it's got like, it's like a cult following, but I wouldn't say it's
not a huge game.
I
don't know. Numbers. I just have people be like, oh my god, Metro. And then I played the last Light. Yeah. And I was like, no.
See, I haven't played Last Light, I only played 2033, and I thought it had a really cool concept, like the world has gone to shit after a nuclear war. Your currency, it was like, I don't know if it carried over into Last Light, but your currency was also your bullets. So
yeah, like everything, all the ideas in it sound cool to me, and then like playing it, the actual game, I didn't like it. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I played it on PC. I don't know if that like, because it was kind of resource intensive. I don't know how well it played on the 360. I know that, like, if you didn't have, like, a pretty good rig, though, it was a little sluggish even on PC. So. But, yep, those are the free games.
That Ground Zeroes one was free on PS Plus, like, last month. That's pretty... I don't know.
It makes sense. Like, I mean, Metal Gear Solid 5 is September 1st or 2nd.
Yeah, it's just if you're a person who has both systems, it's kind of like...
Oh, yeah, if you have both, like, it's kind of shitty, but...
Cause by the way, I tried playing that Ground Zeroes game, because I'm like... It's like the same way I am with food, where, like, every year I'll try some food to see if I like it again, and I just delayed it. And the same
still not
thing,
liking it.
Yeah, I download Ground Zeroes, and, like, you're trying to get into this, like, I don't know, fucking camp or whatever, yeah. I don't know, some base. And I was like, dude, I cannot do this. Like, I don't get this. I just do not get Metal Gear Solid. Like, I just can't do it.
Sure. And
there's
I feel like, yeah.
Holes and shit. Like, I don't... Why?
Can't be middle ground with, like, Metal Gear. It's like, either love it or hate it, I mean.
But everyone loves it. Like, I just...
No, that's not true. There's a lot of people that are not huge fans.
And I think, like, they're... Like, Father's right. There's, like, this love it or hate it kind of relationship with Metal Gear. But there's also, like, even on the love it side, there's people that go, it doesn't play great, but, like, we love it because it's so fucking retardedly insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it because, like, this is a man, even though he's fucking insane, like, this is his baby, and, like, it's like a, he's almost like art, I mean, I guess, I wouldn't want to compare him to Tarantino, but, like, as far as, like, just, like, how much he puts into the games, like, you know, he puts his heart and soul into it, and that's what I can appreciate.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely, he definitely has a stamp on his stuff, so
right.
It's a fascinating experience.
Sure.
I could get behind the insanity of it. Like, that's why I want to like it. I just can't. I just don't. I can't get into that gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, again, even for Ground Zeroes, because I thought that they did a really good job.
I could not get into the base. Like, I would just always get caught somehow, or, like...
Well, that's just you being bad at games. You can't blame the game.
No, yeah, it's totally my fault.
But even then, like, I don't know, like, I had some trouble getting into the base stealthfully.
Yeah.
But then I just ran around killing everybody.
Yeah, even from the get-go, it's like, there's those two guards or whatever.
Like, I just ended up killing everybody.
Like, and I think that's the fault. That's a fault for a lot of, like, spy games, or maybe, like, stealth games in general. That's why I think that Deus Ex, the newest one that came out, probably did the best job I've ever seen in a stealth game.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, is, like, there's a series that they've refined it a bit to where I can play it. Deus Ex is a great example. The new Splinter Cell, like, dude, the last Splinter Cell game, I think it was Blacklist or something, that doesn't get enough credit. That game's awesome, dude. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, it made me a fan of the series to where, like, if they announced a new Splinter Cell, I'd be like, oh, fuck yes. And I'm just hoping that Metal Gear one day clicks with me like that, where I'm like, yes, I get it now. It's fun. It's fine.
I mean, yeah, you just have to, like, you have to understand that people play it now because the story is just so fucked. Like, I can't wait to see what's next. It's almost a train wreck at this point, but... You know, it's a fun train wreck.
Very much a train wreck.
Yeah.
See, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of that train wreck, but... Well.
It's not hard to get into that. It's just... And that's the thing, what, like, Chris was saying, is that the beauty of Metal Gear is that, yeah, you can play it stealthily probably like it should be, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still fun-ass...
It's this goofy Japanese game, so, like, if... Like, in Splinter Cell, like, if you mess up, like, you're not going to run around like an idiot, like, shooting, because you'll probably get killed. Like, you're going to approach it more like a regular shooter. In Metal Gear, like, when I got caught, like, I was literally just running around the base trying to avoid them. And it was, like, it's crazy. Like, if you watch me play it, it was, like, this one, he doesn't know how to play games. And two, this is so stupid, but it... Like, for me, it just fit my Metal Gear stuff, because Metal Gear is this insane, like, over-the-top thing. And that way of, like, all right, well, I messed up with the stealth. I tried. Now I'm just going to act like an idiot. And it just kind of fits even there. It's fun. I enjoy it. It's so stupid, but I'm looking forward to Metal Gear Solid 5.
I think right around that time, Tony Hawk's coming out, so I think I'll be okay.
But, God, you want to talk about a fucking game you're going to hate?
Oh no!
Why do you get excited for these shitty games, dude? Stop God, that!
Look, why are you assuming it's bad? Is it bad?
Are you serious? Oh God, you haven't seen the screenshots yet, have you?
No, why?
Tony Hawk screenshots?
Oh yeah, it looks real rough. Real rough,
no,
dude.
No, don't tell me this.
I know what you want. I just don't think you're going to get what you want, you know?
Here's the thing. All right. Even if it's like PS2 graphics and whatever, it's still Tony Hawk. Like, we haven't had a Tony Hawk game in a long... Ooh, but it, you know what? What if they do fuck up the way it feels?
And right. This is that.
I know, it's RoboMoto. Yeah. Like,
they're the ones that did the remake.
Oh, guys, I'm the number one.
It felt a little bit off. It felt a little bit off that game, you know? So, dear God. Oh, God, help us.
Could be scary. I'm leaving that one up to you, Jeff. If you go, this is good, I might play it. But
you know I'm going to say it's good. It's like with the new golf game. It's like
that's thirsty. That's the thing. I'm going to have to let you play it for a couple weeks.
And wait for me to turn on it.
And then if you don't turn on it, then I'll be like, all right, maybe Jeff actually does like a game.
Can't be any worse than PGA Tour, because that is a shit show right there. Like, even fundamental gameplay, I think there's problems with that game.
Really? Like, so that's a... I mean, you were kind of saying, like, I saw you come around on the... Yeah, this is really light on content type of thing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But, so you think there's gameplay issues, too?
I think that the putting is kind of fucked.
Okay. Yeah, I was terrible at the putting when I tried it.
Well, because it's not the way it's supposed to be. Like, when you do the putt preview, okay, there's supposed to be a line showing you the way your fucking ball will break.
Yes.
Like, instead here, the line just goes towards the hole no matter what, and you're supposed to judge the curve. Like, it's just not... intuitive the way the line is.
So I wasn't approaching it wrong. So like I'm lining up my shot and I'm trying to hit the right things, and then like all of a sudden it doesn't go anywhere near the fucking hole. It's just, oh, that's a bad break. Like,
yeah, well, and then on top of it, once you do figure out how to read the line, and it's fucked. Like, it really is, like, just not the way they should be doing that grid. But once you do figure it out, there'll be times where you go right on the hole and it'll rolls right over the hole. I'm like, oh, how did you miss that one? I'm like, I would love to know. I would love to. Like, maybe, you know, in some cases it's going downhill and the ball's got some speed on it. But in some cases, no, it's just going over the hole when it should go in. And you're like, dude, what the fuck? How do you fuck up a golf game so bad with the power of these systems? You know what I mean? Like, even... Yes, it's a pretty looking game. There's on Xbox One, there's an insane amount of like pop in,
yes,
like textures and shit. Like
that happens on the PS4 too, evidently. When the courses are loading,
yes,
and all of a sudden like flowers will just appear, and weeds will appear. What's going on here?
Like, as they're doing like a flyover of the hole, and like there's like little animals and shit running around. It's like, yeah, bushes are just popping in right in front of your face. You're like, dude, this should not be happening. It's a golf game. How hard is it to do these graphics and shit? Like,
right, because like it's a static course. Like,
yeah.
It's not like we're in like Battlefield, like the course isn't static, where like, because things can be destroyed and there's people moving around.
Exactly. There's not a lot going on. Like, it's a fucking field and some bushes and shit. It's like, come on, dude. Yeah, it's disappointing as fuck, dude. It is like, alright, cool, I have a golf game, but from what I've heard, there's a game called Golf Club, which is, like, just as good and probably cheaper, so...
It is cheaper, it doesn't have a career mode, evidently, and...
Neither does this!
Not really, like,
Like, there's one little thing you can do, yeah, it's like some sort of PGA Tour thing, and you play the rounds, and you don't even, like, actually play the rounds, you'll multiple holes.
You can flip that off if you want.
Yeah, I know. And actually, I kind of like that.
Yeah, because I don't want to sit there and play like what did a 18 holes per round times four rounds, like 90, something like that. Like I'm like, no, I don't want to play that much golf.
Like that's a smart move. But come on, give me some other shit to do. Like the nightclub thing is kind of cool, although I got stuck like halfway through it. I should probably go back to that. Like I don't know. Like yes, there's good to it, but dude, like they really need to apologize for that. Like or make it right somehow. Like
you don't have to. You don't have to go back to it, Jeff, because Rare Replay is next week.
I know.
Oh. And then. You don't have to really worry about anything until Tony Hawk comes out and breaks your heart.
Oh, my God. Don't talk to me with how much disappointment you're going to have for that fucking game. I swear to God you will.
Are you already off the Tony Hawk boat then? Or are you, like, just no?
Oh, dude. The problem is that it's been too long, you know? It's like it's the Indiana Jones of fucking... or the latest one of the Indiana Jones franchise, you know? It's... think it's going to be good, but it's not.
Saying it's the crystal skull of the
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I could deal with that.
Can you? Okay.
Come on. I don't care. Anyone can rip on that nuke scene. It's kind of cool. He gets in a little refrigerator, and he lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as good as the old Indiana Jones movies, but...
It's like he's...
It was watchable. It was enjoyable.
Sweet at the beginning there.
It's dumb, but it's fun.
It's probably better than the new Terminator movie, so...
I would agree with that.
It hurts so much.
Yeah. Alright, let's see. What else we got here? Survival game Disaster Report. Anybody remember Disaster Report?
I do recall...
I think I do. It's like that Japanese one.
Uh-huh, it was like took place during an earthquake. It was canceled back in...
It was supposed to be for, like, GameCube, wasn't it?
I believe it was for the Wii.
For Wii, yeah.
And it was canceled on the Wii in 2011 because of the earthquake and tsunami that happened in Japan. It's evidently been reacquired, and there's this new Disaster Report game that's going to be coming out at some point. So that could be cool. I'd like to play a game in an earthquake environment.
I was always interested in it. I thought it did come out in like Japan or something though, or no?
This just says it was canceled.
Because I feel like I've seen people playing that game. I don't know.
Really?
Probably wrong.
Maybe you're thinking of a different game.
Probably. I might be thinking of a PS2 game. I'm thinking of. Anyways, yeah.
Well, the one that was coming out. In 2011 was Disaster Report 4. So there are other Disaster Report games.
Yeah, you're thinking the same one that was just on the PS2.
Yeah.
Oh. I think I saw Giant Bomb play that one time or something.
Yeah. This one, there's not a lot of screenshots, but it looks pretty good.
Here's the thing, is like, that's like, there should be it. Like, that's a great idea for a game, where it's always like crazy, uncharted, like scripted shit going on. Like, but the whole game is like, it's a disaster game, yeah.
Like where you're just scrounging and trying to get survival stuff. Like you're not being chased by bandits and.
It's just a disaster movie, yes. And then like
Troy Baker,
you know, lot like high action throughout. Like you're running around, there's buildings falling down as you're fucking trying to do something. Like I don't know.
But you're talking like a big budget action film.
Yeah, I want building destruction.
You guys remember that Stuntman game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want that game to be good.
That game was hard as fuck.
Exactly,
dude.
It was unforgiving, but it was super cool to watch. I wish that game had like options, so like it was kind of like a choose your own adventure,
right?
Where it's like you do the stunt, but let's say you don't, because it wants you to do like specific things, like okay, you do this 360 here, but what if I want to do something different? Like it should have given you the options to do that. I think that would have been cool. But, yeah. I don't know. For some reason, that just made me think of that.
It's an interesting game, but yeah. God, dear God, I remember playing that with my buddy Dre, and just us both, like, losing our minds at how difficult it was. Like, you had to be perfect, basically, you know? That was like the idea of the game, right? You go through like a stunt course, you're like shooting for a movie.
Yeah, so the director gave you specific instructions on what you wanted, and if you didn't do them, you failed the mission.
And I understand, like, okay, yes, it's supposed to be realistic in that sense that you have to do it correctly, but I don't know. Maybe like it was just graphical limitations back then, but I think that if they remade that game, I would be kind of interested.
I would be interested as like a $20 title or something.
Like an indie game or something.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you see that story, Chris? That like there's like a billion games coming out on Xbox this month?
No.
It's like, you know how they used to do Summer of Arcade?
The Summer Spotlight?
Yeah, whatever it is. There's like 30 games coming out this month.
Yeah, I did hear that. They only said a couple of what they were, though, so...
It's a lot. But, like, a lot of it is, like, stuff people have played, like Don't Starve and shit like that.
Which is fine. I mean, if those games, like, some people haven't played them, like, if they only have an Xbox, so...
Yeah, and the store needs content, in my opinion, so yes. Bring it on.
It's been light for... Yeah. I mean, on both Xbox and PlayStation, it's been light for the last few months,
like for a minute.
Whew. It's a. I mean, Rocket League is pretty much it on the PS4.
Rocket
right
League
now,
and Journey.
So. Yeah, and Journey.
Game PlayStation broke on me.
I missed out on both of those because my PS Plus has expired.
The PS Plus wasn't free.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you bought it on the PS3.
Right.
So I could download it then, right?
It's $14 or $15.
I don't know if I care.
I mean, you could download Rocket League if you really want it, but yeah, that one you'll have to pay for.
I heard that one is really, really good, though. Like, people just...
It's, like, unrelentingly... Oh, yeah, I did play that, actually, about a week ago. It's super fun. It does have a soccer feel to it, so take that as you will, but, I mean, it's not, like...
I guess I was listening to the Giant Bombcast today, and, Jeff described it as kind of like Mario Strikers, like that.
Yeah,
that
but it's not. It's kind of like quappy almost because you'll fuck up all the time. Doesn't have like because it kind of feels like you're on ice, just like skating around.
Right.
So yeah, it doesn't. I don't know how to explain it. It doesn't really feel like any other game that you've probably played before.
You know what it sounds like to me is the soccer mode in Excitebike 64. Do you guys ever play that?
I haven't.
It's two guys on a dirt bike playing soccer with a gigantic soccer ball.
They could have gotten inspiration from that because, it's a lot of fun, but there's definitely some skill involved, some bullshit involved there too, for sure. But, I've really enjoyed, what I played of it.
Cool. Sounds like fun. I just don't know if I'd have the time to like sink into it to actually get my enjoyment out of it.
I guess so.
Sounds like it's a lot of fun though. So.
Yeah, it's a really good couch game too. But you'll definitely want to play with other people that you know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is that like.
It's like bare bones too. It's like there's like multiplayer and then there's a single player season mode. But I mean, for what it does, it just does it really fun. And the best part is that because it's so kind of fucky, it makes it fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, it makes it fun when you do score. Like, it feels good. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
I guess you will.
Give that a shot.
Sure.
Let's see. Mafia 3. You guys play Mafia 1 or 2?
No.
Yes.
It's like the, what, Mafia 1 was like 1920s, I guess, and then Mafia 2 was a little bit after that. It's a mob game, right? Like, obviously.
Yeah.
Mafia 3 is coming. And evidently it's set in, like, the 70s, so...
Godfather, baby.
Yeah, 70s era Mafia game.
Okay.
There's no release date, I guess, set for it, but it's coming. The 2K announced that it's on its way, so... That sounds cool.
Yeah, I could get down with that.
Yeah, I think, like, I tried Mafia 1, and, like, I just really couldn't get it. Like, you did some driving stuff in it, and I just really couldn't get into it, because you're driving these, like, basically, you know, it's like the step above, like, the Model T.
Yeah, it was kind of shitty cars.
Yeah. But, the I guess the teaser image they showed for this has, like, you know, the 70s muscle cars, and that could be a cool era to explore.
Sure.
I would be, like, especially if it was, like, a good story, that'd be awesome, right? Like, give me some Scorsese fucking game.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I haven't played a Mafia game since probably the Godfather game, which I actually really enjoyed.
It was not bad.
It wasn't bad. Exactly. It wasn't, like, great, but, you know, it wasn't bad, so take it.
Yeah, I could get behind that, especially since, like, I mean, Vice City is one of my favorite games. And, I mean, this is the era before that, but, like, something that would look cool, and I could get behind that.
I don't think there's been a good 70s game yet.
Right?
Maybe The Warriors? Does that count?
Sure, I guess.
I always wanted to play that.
Let's see. So, Jaeger, guys, remember them? They were the ones that did,
Oh, I remember Jaeger.
They, well, not that Jaeger.
The Jaeger days.
I had those days as well. No, the Spec Ops The Line developer, Jaeger Development, they have filed for insolvency after losing the Dead Island 2 project from Deep Silver.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, so they are, I don't know if they're going under or how this is going to work, but...
Oh, no.
Things do not look good for that company right now. This is a company that's been around for, like, 10 years, but have only released 2 games in those 10 years.
Really?
So, yeah.
Man, that's a pretty good Ponzi scheme you got going on there.
Yeah. And then they got fired from Dead Island 2.
How do you get fired from Dead Island 2? You know?
Yeah, that game...
That's a copy and paste job, man. Fuck.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, so to really make you wonder, like, what the hell was going on there, right? Like
were they trying to reinvent the wheel on that, like, shit? Like, because it's a garbage game to begin with.
Yeah, Deep Silver's like, you're not really getting this right. Like, what are you guys doing? This isn't that hard.
It was probably, like, super ambitious with a good story, like Spec Ops. And they're like, wait. Yeah. You realize you're
in
Dead Island 2,
about that game.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it was had a really cool story, but, like, the mechanics probably weren't very good.
Mechanics were the worst thing ever. The AI was terrible.
Yeah.
People that think that's a good game, no. Like, people that think that Destiny's
they're
a good
out there.
Game, it's... Okay, just because one part of it's really good doesn't mean the other part has to be shit,
yeah,
you know?
That's kind of like... I often think that with some of these games, it's like people overlook,
especially gameplay. Like stories can be overlooked at times.
Right.
If the gameplay's not even if the gameplay's fun, I think that's like the number one thing by far.
Right. Like, I am more forgiving of a game with good gameplay and a bad story than a game with a good story and gameplay I can't get behind.
Exactly.
Yep.
At that point, I should just watch a movie. You know.
Right.
Not going to get any satisfaction out of this.
So,
plenty of good movies.
I mean, I guess Jaeger Productions, which is their their parent company, they are kind of, I guess, keeping things on track for the rest of their employees to get paid and stuff. So, it doesn't look like anybody's going to lose their job just yet, but, and if they do, that's sad. But
yeah, that sucks.
It's,
likes that.
Did not bode well when Deep Silver was like, yeah, they're no longer making Dead Island 2, because they haven't released a game since Spec Ops The Line, so. That was a while ago, too.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you're a small firm, you need to be releasing games on a more regular basis than every 5 years or so. Oh, let's see. Speaking of Rocket League.
Yeah.
It hit 5 million downloads. Across PC and PS4.
Damn.
It was the free PS Plus.
Sure,
game,
but
so
still.
That's a lot of people downloading that game.
I mean, that's good. I am a little bit confused that they made this game free to play immediately. Like, right. Do they get a piece of that pie? That, like, Sony's like, hey, like, I release this game and, you know,
I think Sony
give you this,
like,
undisclosed amount.
Yeah, I don't think that they announced that stuff, but from what I've right. heard, like, Sony does give them a payout, like,
okay.
And it's...
I mean, that's what I figured.
It's based,
like,
on the downloads, like, that they get.
Sure. Yeah, because that's a huge get for Sony. I mean, like,
yeah.
I'm still pissed that I don't...
Like, I
don't have that yet.
Kind of wish that it was on Xbox One, because yep. I have more people that I play with games there.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's what, $20 on PC? That seems a little high for that game.
It is a bit high for that.
But that's cool that it's hit that many. Good for them. And if you remember Jeremy Dunham, who used to be in charge of IGN years ago, he was the EIC there. He is the vice president of that company that made Rocket League. So good on him.
Yeah.
Jeff, this one will interest you.
Oh?
Capcom has asked its fans why you want a Resident Evil 2 remake.
Oh, I thought I saw it. I didn't click on that. But yes, I saw that.
Yeah, they want to know... They're not certain...
They want to know why?
Yeah, they're not certain why everybody wants one, and they want
Here's
to hear why.
It's the second best Resident Evil game. That's why.
I would... go so far as to say I think it's the best Resident Evil game.
It actually could be. I would love the remake of Resident Evil 1, though. But yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm on board with you on that one, too. But
it is, like, more of an action movie version of Resident Evil 1. It's just pretty much perfect.
Yeah, I love Resident Evil 2. It's so good.
Yeah.
I guess that they're kind of, like, internally debating, you know, whether they should remake Resident Evil 2, so...
I got nothing else to do.
No, especially not with that franchise, because they keep doing stuff like Resident Evil 5 and 6. 5 was okay. 6 was a... Whew.
They need to realize that franchise is never going to be what it was when it first came out, okay? And that fans of the franchise want a Resident Evil game, like an actual mm-hmm. Resident Evil game. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just go back to the old way it was, but with better controls.
Yes.
And, like, make it pretty and make, you know, some fun puzzles. And God damn it, you fucking idiots. It's not going to be fucking, you know, Gears of War or whatever the fuck they're trying to turn it into.
Yeah, I don't want Resident Evil to be Gears of War. I have Gears of War to be Gears of War.
I want Resident Evil. Exactly.
Ah, bro.
Resident Evil 4 was good. That was a, like, I... That's the thing, 'cause that game got too much credit. It got too much credit, because then they're like, it has to be like this now. It's like,
yeah, because I didn't really feel... Like, I thought Resident Evil 4 was a good game, but it did not necessarily feel like a Resident Evil game to me.
Yeah.
It was good, but I think it definitely pushed the franchise in the wrong direction.
Sure.
Yeah, 100% agreed.
Well, I hope they do make a... RE2 remake, because I'd be all over that.
Mm-hmm. I'm all over that Resident Evil 0 remake that's coming.
Yes.
But that's another one where it's like they don't have to do much to it. It was good looking.
Yeah, it was I mean, that was on the GameCube, so...
Yeah.
What's cool about that is there's so many people that never got to play Resident Evil 0, so...
It's not bad, either.
Yeah, it's a good game. Yeah. And the last piece of news I have here is that, I think we talked about this before, Zombie U is coming to Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
Yeah.
And it's coming in 18 days.
Shut up. That's soon?
August 18th it will be out. And I guess they are... I guess you'll be doing inventory management on the screen.
Yeah, sure. It'll just be a normal
I like
game.
That, like Dark Souls-ish.
Right.
I think that's kind of cool.
I don't think it pauses.
Oh, okay.
So you're still vulnerable when you're doing your inventory management.
Which is nice.
But,
like, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like to say, oh, you can't do it without you know,
you can,
whatever.
Like,
you can do any game with a regular controller, basically.
Right, like, I mean, the gamepad was a cool way of showing what that, like, what you could do with that thing, but it's not the only way to do that game.
I am happy, though, they're kind of doing this, because it'll probably just fucking fail, but, you know, there might show enough interest in the franchise, because that game was actually really good. Like, yeah. I liked that game a lot. So, I don't know.
I remember you played a ton of that fucking game.
Dude, it was very, very cool. Like, just lots of cool ideas. Like, you have one person, when that person dies, you come back as someone else, and I don't know.
Yeah, it was very start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you could get back to where your old body was and get that equipment, but you started out fresh. Like, you didn't have anything when after you died.
Yeah.
That's cool. Depending upon the price, I don't see a price listed anywhere, but depending upon the price, I may give that a try on the new systems.
I think people who don't have Wii U, you guys should definitely check that out. It's a good game.
Yeah. Let's see now. Nobody went and saw Pixels.
Oh.
No. There was a brief moment I considered it.
I did too. I did not go see it though, so.
You want to see Inside Out? I hear that's good.
Inside Out is excellent.
Dude, funny story is the people I went to Vegas with, they went to the theater to see it as well, and we saw them like the other day, we were drinking with them or whatever. And I was like asking them, like, yeah, how did you guys like that? Like, you know, I saw on Facebook that you guys went to go see it. They're like, that was the worst Pixar movie ever, and I was just sitting there like, I don't think I can be friends with you. I've known you for 30 years, basically, but I don't think I can do this anymore.
Yeah, I
like, what are you talking about?
It may be, if not the best, it's one of the best.
Really, that good? See,
I'm
like,
on limb
no one's
and
really
say, dude, it's the best Pixar movie.
I don't know. I love Wall-E. I love Wall-E.
Me too. That's my favorite one. So I have a feeling you're gonna really enjoy this. This is like a
It's
like a sci-fi edge to it as well, you know, because it's you're going in someone's brain, dude. Like, really cool.
Yeah, it's really smart, and like, I don't know, as a parent, like, it has this really cool kind of tinge to it as well.
Yeah, it has an interesting message too. I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean that. The fact that you kind of need all of your emotions to be a whole person.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and if you lose them, like, you are not the same person that you were. So, like, and that things interact with each other. Like, that, it's really, really cool. Like, I really liked it. It's my favorite film so far this year, so.
Me too. Yeah. And there's actually been some
really good ones, like Ex Machina, like,
oh,
excellent.
God.
It Follows, really good. There's been a lot of really good movies already this year, but for me at least, like, it is definitely Inside Out that kind of is holding that.
Same boat, and I doubt that one gets topped. It's Pixar, dude. It's Pixar magic. It's just like a nice, light 90-minute movie, but it's way harder to pull off than they make it seem, you know?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, so nobody saw Pixels, evidently. It's
that movie.
Not going to do great. I'm still kind of fascinated by it.
You know what's weird?
I
saw an advanced review of it. And it was positive. It was on some no-name site, but it was, like, super positive. I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, cool. And then the reviews, all the other reviews came out, and they're like, this will make you hate video games. So I was like, oh.
I've read a lot of reviews that talk like that, and I've seen a lot of people tweet like that. But Peter Skerritt on Twitter, I guess he went and saw it, and he actually, he liked it. Like, he said it's not a great movie, but it's dumb fun. Like he could get me. Like, I don't know. Like, that's kind of what I expected. I'm not expecting high art from an Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Sandler and Kevin James, like, yeah.
Right. That's not high art.
Yeah.
High art. I mean, I don't know. Have you seen Hitch?
I have.
Oh, that good movie.
That's some high art right there.
Oh, you need to see it.
I actually think Adam Sandler can be a good actor. I've seen him in some dramatic roles.
I feel bad for the guy, honestly. Like, I feel like he just...
You feel bad for him.
No. It's just like, I know, he's just making shit choices. Right now.
It's his production company.
I completely
understand. I think the biggest problem with him, though, is that he came out and basically said that at this point, the movies that he makes, he is just getting funding so that he can get his friends together for like a month or two and just have fun. I think that's where people like, he's not in it for the art. No, he's not. Like, he's made his money and now he's just making shit. Like, yeah. And he's admitted to making shit, but I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's my thing is I never was a huge fan of his movies to begin with, but I do think he's a good actor. Like, I don't know, I've seen him in like some other things than what he usually does, and he's good in them, so.
I don't know, I think there was a string of stuff that he did, like, you know, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore. That stuff I thought was really good. And then, I don't know, he started to tank it after that, but.
Yeah, I don't know. When it's all said and done, like, if you look at, like, his top, like, I don't know, four or five movies, they're decent, you know? They served the purpose at the time that they were out there. It was fantastic,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't get much better than Happy Gilmore and fucking Billy Madison when we were growing up.
No, I do think it's funny, though, that, like, and maybe it's just the way that the world has changed to... different sensibilities now, but like people are just coming to the realization that some of the humor in his movies is, you know, somewhat racist or sexist or whatever.
Maybe, sure, it's toilet humor. I mean, that's what you anticipate.
But it's really no different than like the Mel Brooks stuff back in like the 80s.
Oh, God, yeah. I was watching Seinfeld recently because it's on Hulu, and there's some, like, really, like, just, like, stereotypical sexist shit on there that probably would not fly right now, or they get into a lot of trouble with that, or very, like, homophobic, like, things going on. Like, it's a pretty dicey show, but that was just the way it was back in the 90s anyway. So.
When we were on vacation, my dad said something about, like, you know, about how TV's not, like, the same anymore. And I was like, oh, they can't make those shows anymore. Like,
Right.
They can't make... even, like, stuff like Friends or Seinfeld, they can't do those shows anymore because the world's changed. But, like, if you go back to, like, the 80s, like, you can't make, like, the Golden Girls or, like, any of that type of shit anymore. Like,
can you make Small Wonder?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, I mean, Small Wonder.
Probably not, though. Wonder. Like, there's probably things, like, if you go back and watch that and go, wow, like you'd probably be offended by it. I don't know. You just can't. Like, that stuff, I guess, is of a time, and Adam Sandler's held on to that time. He hasn't, like,
for long.
Yeah, he hasn't, like, like, he hasn't, like, you know, like, grown up as an actor or anything. It's just the same, like, toilet humor that...
Right.
Got him through, like, his millions. But, again, like you said, is...
It's like, look at him
making
versus
this shit, like, he can just put Kevin James in a film with him, and he's guaranteed whatever it is, it'll make, like, $20 million. So, like, as long as they don't have to go, like, you know, too much more with budget besides that...
Right.
Fine, you know?
Yeah, if he can keep his films low budget, like around $50 million or so, that movie's going to make...
The movie's going to make... Yeah, it's going to make profit, and I would... Yeah. That's why I would tell anyone... If they were investing in me, like that's, he's probably pretty sound. Like, I don't know how many he hasn't made money on returns, but it tend to be some low budget shit that he's
in.
He probably
like, makes his money.
Oh yeah.
Like, the ones that are viewed as like some of the worst, like the other one with him and Kevin James. Wasn't there another one?
Right.
Like Grown Ups.
I'm thinking of one where they get married or some shit.
Oh,
yeah. I know what you're talking
like,
about.
Like, that one has terrible reviews.
Firefighters.
I don't remember what it was called. I know what you're talking about. It made money.
It had Jessica Biel in it, right?
Oh my God, yes.
I never saw that movie. I very clearly remember the trailer.
I remember even back then thinking, like, this is a stupid idea. Like,
oh no.
I can't find it here. Not that it matters. But I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, Chuck and Larry.
A terrible name for a movie. yeah, Jessica Biel was in that movie.
Fuck yeah, I might have to watch it then.
She was good in it, but I remember the trailer. Like, if you go back and watch that trailer now, you'd be like, this is kind of gross. Like, they're just, like, overtly sexualizing her. I mean, not that she's not a very pretty lady, but...
I like her.
So, yeah.
Damn.
So, no Pixels. Probably nobody here is probably going to see it. I may watch it at some point when it comes out on video.
Yeah.
I was in that game, this game, this whole time, this one life, for 67 minutes. That's pretty goddamn good. You guys really need to check out this game, though. Anyways, sorry.
You finished as number one, though, right?
Like... No. I hit, there's, like, these mines here that can blow you up, and I hit one. And the guy that was number two, he was right behind me, so he was ready. And then he just, like, devoured me, and I just, yeah. It was a mess. Beautiful, beautiful mess.
So I guess that's it. Like, there's not much more... game news that's out there. You guys watching True Detective?
Oh yeah.
I finally caught up on that. That's a
TV dudes. I hear it's gone like better.
Oh yeah, I think it's gotten way better after like the.
I feel yeah.
Halfway through the fourth episode, like when that shootout started, and I think it's gotten much better since then. Mm. It was just a really long setup to get there.
So you're saying it pulled the Game of Thrones for this season?
Yeah, well, there's still two episodes left, and you still don't have any fucking clue what's going on, so...
Yeah, that's my problem with it, is it's convoluted as fuck. Like,
yeah.
They don't do a good job of, like... They expect you to be, like, smart enough to figure it out, but I'm not smart enough to figure it out.
No, and they did that last season, too, and it was like...
But last season...
There were at least some hints, right? Like, they were more overt.
The last season was a way less complex story, even though there was, like, hints of a larger thing happening.
Right.
It was basically they're trying to find this one guy, and, you know, he was a killer. Like, whatever, you know? And then there was, like, all this cult weird... Yellow King shit on top of it that was, like, interesting to think about.
Right.
And that could be confusing, but the base story was super simple. Like...
Yeah, the base story here is really complex. And
I still think the best part about the whole thing is Colin Farrell's, like, story. Like,
he's excellent.
And he's the best character, yeah. He's awesome in it. But, like, even, like, out of all the stories in it, like, his is the best. Like, it's just, like, this... horrible tragedy of how, like, he fucking killed a rapist, and it was the wrong guy.
It wasn't a rapist.
And it destroys his life and shit. Like, it's fucking great. Like, everything else is not nearly that good. Like, the stuff with Vince Vaughn, I think, is kind of weak sometimes, and, like, there's certain things that they just kind of, like, the one cop he's supposed to be gay, like, they have not touched on any of that for, like, episodes. He has done nothing for, like, three episodes.
You know... I really like Rachel McAdams, though. I think she's been excellent in the
show. And the newest episode, the ending with her was pretty fucking legit, dude.
Yes.
That was great.
There were some really good things in that episode. It's like that was the episode where Colin Farrell went, like, batshit, too, right? He went
awesome
a bender.
Binge. It was amazing. I was, like, jealous. I was like, that looks fun. He's just, like, in his apartment fucking blasting his boombox or whatever and just smoking cigarette after cigarette and just huge fat rails over and over. I was like, that is amazing.
And then at the end of it, they just show his apartment and it's been fucked to shit. He's tossed everything every which way. It was a slow start, but I'm now fully back on board with it, even though I have no idea where it's going, and there's only 2 hours left in the season, so...
I just think as much as people, like, give it shit, it's still better than most TV, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still on board with it.
I don't know. I heard a bunch of people giving Baller shit too.
I heard that's good.
I really like it. I think it's really good.
I kind of watch it. Like, I don't watch it. Like, it's on the TV afterwards, and I don't change the channel, and I do other things. But, like, I've basically seen the whole season.
I really like that show. I mean, like, the Rock is always personable and charismatic.
Yeah.
Everybody else on that show is so good. Like, all the other guys, the other football players that he's dealing with.
The one guy, like I said, I don't really watch it. It's just on. But I remember seeing one part where this guy's fucking his wife. And he sees some other girl. Like
So the week before, he was at a party hosted by The Rock.
Yeah, and they got, like, pictures taken of them at the party and shit.
Yeah, and his friend Ricky, who's the wide receiver, kind of like the troubled wide receiver on the show, he gives the girl Charles's number. And Charles is this, like, nice, like, corn-fed, like...
He's the offensive lineman, right?
Yeah, he's a retired offensive lineman. He's just kind of there. Like, he's so nice. And he just starts getting these, like, explicit texts from this lady. And he's, like, having this, like, weird fantasy in his head, and he's losing his mind. So good. I think it's a really, really good show. Like, I heard people, like, going, oh, it's not that good. It's boring. Like, the first episode wasn't great. But since then, like, it's been really, really on point. It's funny at times. Like, it's not like, you know, sitcom funny, but there's some funny shit going on.
I think, I from what I've seen, it's funny, and I do like, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Is it Rob Corddry?
Yes, the Rock's
partner.
Yeah.
He's really funny in it.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, it's like, everybody in that show, like, they all have some great moments. So, Peter Berg, he's a director, but he plays the Dolphins coach in it, and he's really funny in it when he shows up. I think if you enjoy football or in, like, personal stories, like, it's something to give a watch. And then The Rock's in it, so.
Always a plus.
That's a reason to watch it right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Next week we'll be back with Rare Replay.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we'll be playing fucking Conquer at the same time.
So if Conker's Bad Fur Day, though, is the Xbox, is the N64 version, that probably won't have...
But that was the one with the good multiplayer, bro.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because it was what, Conker Live and Reloaded was the Xbox one?
Yeah.
And that's not what they have listed here. They actually have Conker's Bad Fur Day.
That makes me more excited, but if the multiplayer is online, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd probably take the Xbox version over it.
I'm wondering if that's just going to have local multiplayer on it.
It'll be nice to have either way. Just to have the single-player game of that is worth $30, so.
And I'll finally play it, so.
Yeah, I can't believe... Dude, you are in for a treat. I still think it's a great game. Fozzie, back me up.
What game?
Conker,
of course. The best. Right. Like a fine wine. All right, it gets better with age.
I will definitely try and touch some Conker for next week.
You need to.
It's so good.
Even if the context is old at this point, but, like, the Matrix level's amazing.
It's context sensitive.
I do get that joke, because I played the Project Spark game, so...
Sensitive to context.
My goodness.
The drunken scarecrow. They don't make them like they used to.
God, that game is a fucking gem.
God bless them.
Well, you guys said there's lots of, like, movie references,
if
too.
If you play it throughout, Chris, yeah. Like, the thing is, it's so good. Like, the game is like a 3D platformer, and then halfway through it turns into a shooter. And it's fucking amazing, dude. Like, that game was just special.
All right, maybe I will jump into that one first instead of starting out with.
You gotta play through, because, like, a lot of the movie references come near the end too, like they do Saving Private Ryan and The Matrix and shit.
Okay. I will give that a shot. I'm definitely getting the set though, so I will at least have it. And there's like 10,000 achievement points to be had.
Yeah, and a lot of them are like pretty. I was looking through the list. A lot of them are like, sample this game, sample that game.
Yeah, it's like fantastic.
Oh, God.
Everyone's leaderboard is going just like shoot up. Like you'll know the people that got Rare Replay.
Just have like 6,000
with like yeah.
Five, six thousand points in
like,
the last
Jesus,
30 days.
What the fuck have they
been playing? No. It'll be
great. All right, baller
game. We will. We'll be back with that torturing Tony. I'm sure
he's got to get it. Come on, you got to support. This is like this is the type of package that you got to appreciate.
Well, maybe we'll get it and like we can convince him. You know,
yeah,
that it's a good package.
Yeah.
So we'll be in on that next week. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.